Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is, wherever you are. This is Katrina Love. I am I am now retired. I'm an ex-provider of the sex work industry, call girl, whatever you want to call it. But I've decided to revamp my whole podcast. Starting now, I'm going to do it by myself as a Q&A, as a storytelling, sharing my experiences, my advice, my knowledge of the escort world. Basically anything you want to know. I am here for your entertainment and your, I guess, to any of the girls out there that are still working, any of the customers or clients that are wondering what to do and how to order a girl, whatever you want to call it, really. I'm here for you, and I'm here to just give you the down low. Yeah, I've been recently retired for about 4 months now. I have a boyfriend now that I live with, and I'm very, now I guess I could say I'm relieved and bored at the same time. I'm very happy I don't have to work in that industry anymore. Not that it was all horrible, because I did have, you know, a lot of things that were good and that I learned a lot and met a lot of good people, but there were also a lot of more stressful than that times that I'm really glad to not have to do it anymore, because I needed a break. About 12 years on and off of being an escort, more on than off, is a long time, and everybody needs a break from something like that. Well, break, hopefully a permanent break, but definitely a break for right now. So anyway, so my name is Katrina Love again. I am going to start a new way of communication. So I'm going to just create a new email. It's going to be escortetiquettes@gmail.com. I will put it in the description on the podcast, and also I don't mind if you still text me. I know I gave my number out before, and I'm still getting a few of you hitting me up, letting me know you've heard my podcast, which is awesome. I really appreciate that, because that lets me know that it's actually being heard. But I'm going to start really taking this seriously here in the next few days. I'll start recording probably 2 or 3 times a week, and depending on what kind of feedback I get, maybe even more. So, yeah, thanks for all your support so far. I know it's not a lot, but it is a lot to me since I'm new to this, and I really want to get this going, and I really want to make something of the last 12 years of my life, rather than just let it have been for nothing, because I know that I have a lot to offer. I have a lot to entertain you with, I guess. You know, it wasn't at all boring, so I am very happy being not in that industry. I don't know how to say it, just being retired, I guess, now. But I'm not gonna lie, it's still very, very, very stressful in a relationship after being an escort for so long, because along with that comes a lot of baggage on my end and a lot of unsureness on my partner's end. So I will also share about that. Please ask me anything. I'm an open book. I guess I'm too open, a lot of people say, which I don't care. It is what it is. If you don't like it, then don't listen to me. But I'll tell you anything you want to know. Details can be dirty or not so dirty. But Don't hold anything back. Feel free to let loose and ask your craziest questions, or maybe you have some advice for me. Being a retiree and a retirer, I don't know, whatever, and how to handle life after that, because it's actually kind of hard. You know, people always think you're out fucking everybody or gonna always sneak around doing it behind your partner's back, whatever. They don't trust you, whatever it is. I'm always labeled. It's all right. I'm a strong person, and I know that it's not going to affect me. Like, it's probably affected others, but you know, it is definitely something I didn't think about when I first got into this stuff. When I crossed that line, I just didn't care at the time. You know, I do have a history of substance abuse, so that really kind of throws any of my cares out the window, what people think about me and yada yada yada. But you know, I do care now. I'm very aware of my age and my time left on this earth, and I want to make something of it. So please help me by giving me some advice on what I should do again. I know I said this before on my other podcast. I deleted one because it was stupid. The other one I tried to delete, but they said I couldn't because it would have left it blank, but I probably will delete it, and I'm just going to leave this one now that I'm posting this one. So I do eventually want to get to other platforms too. I want to move it to a video version. I don't know if I should just do that now or what, but I know that seeing a face is better, but I don't know. If anybody has any ideas, throw them my way. I kind of want to do it in cartoon form. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the infographic show on YouTube, but I really like how they do their storytelling with cartoons. That way, the inappropriate stuff is still kind of able to be demonstrated, but appropriately for all viewers. And I don't know. I really want to get this going, so thank you very much for listening, and I hope to entertain you here in the next episode. Have a good day.